So I found my next victim to prank call. And so I had somebody hit me up on Facebook. Her name was Sarah. And she works with one of her friends. I won't call her out right now. But she says that a lot of guys tend to hit on her and, you know, always want to get her number. So she said, call and act like you're some weird dude. So I said, challenge accepted. Let's do it.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how's it going?
Good. Who is this?
This is Charles. I actually was in your restaurant a couple days ago, and I just wanted to say you're just an awesome waitress. I just wanted to get that out first.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. I know it's probably kind of weird that I got your number. So you just left such a good impression on me when you were serving me. So I wanted to ask you for your number when you left, but I couldn't find, well, I couldn't find you. So I end up asking one of your coworkers. I just said that I knew you. I know it sounds kind of weird, but I just really wanted to see if I could take you out sometime.
Who did you even ask?
What? It was your friend. I think her name was either maybe Sarah or it was, but I know it's kind of weird, but I'd felt that connection and I really want to take you out sometime.
Well, thank you. I'm flattered.
But no.
I just don't know you. Like, I don't even know what you, like, how old are you?
Well, age doesn't really matter. And don't you feel it? Like, whenever I come in, I feel like we have this eye contact together and, you know, I just don't want to not say anything and maybe miss something.
Well, I mean, I do that to every customer. It's kind of my job. But how about next time you come in, you just, like, flag me down and maybe we can talk then. But, yeah.
So it's a no?
Don't feel entirely comfortable because I don't know who you are.
Why does this always happen to me?
Sorry, but why don't, like I said, next time you come in, just like tell me that you're the guy that randomly calls me in the middle of the day.
So embarrassed right now.
What's your name?
My name's Charles.
Charles, okay.
And, well, before I go, let me tell you one other thing.
Okay.
This is Cliff Cage from Magic FM. Your homegirl just set you up. She wanted me to mess with you.
Oh, my God.
Dang, you're really going to give me the boot?
No. Oh, my God. I felt so bad.
Dang, girl. Shoot. I kind of almost even felt bad in the middle of it. I was like, God, my heart's hurting a little bit.
Wait, who put you up to this?
Oh, it was your friend, Sarah.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna get it.